What you see on the screen is the at some time over the course of the next hour, two, or three, you will have a ballot that looks like that, or it might look like that. That is, half of the ballots will have one on one side and the other half will be reversed. So when you do go to vote, don't just say, I'm going for the left-hand side. You better make sure what's on the left-hand side. So, you know, this is a really intelligent group. We know they're not going to make that mistake, but there you are. And, Wilf, you don't have your name card in front of you? We do need that? No?
We need one more seat here, Jeff. Sure.
We need another seat. Does everybody have a seat? You won't need the buttons, I don't think. When we're ready, when you're ready, when we're ready, when you're ready, when you tell me you're ready, we're going to issue ballots. Your name will be on it. You'll take the ballot out. You'll mark one of those boxes, fold it over, and one of the facilitators will come around. We'll put it in the box. Campbell is the returning officer. He's delighted to be such, and as the returning officer, yesterday we saw him in his office, on his hands and knees in his office, making ballot boxes. And he was very happy doing that. And Ken, of course, had to say something, you know, well, Campbell's really good at those kind of things. Then we're going to, once the ballots are taken, we're going to take them to room 410. And we're going to, the staff will do the counting, but we should have scrutineers because we have to do this properly. So I'm going to suggest the following people as scrutineers, if I might. John Stinson, Jackie Tate, Eileen, and Brooke. Okay? So you can just watch and make sure it's done right, and then they will get the vote, and you'll keep it to yourself, very secret, okay? You won't tell anybody. And then we'll come down. You'll probably give you about 10 minutes, a little break, and then we'll announce the vote and go from there. Probably in terms of procedure, once we get going, I'm going to probably suggest that somebody, MMP or STV, take a few minutes, not 5 or 10 minutes, but a few minutes to explain their position. I'll ask for a couple of people who have a different view to kind of respond very quickly. We'll then take the other position and do the same. Ask someone to present that position and get a couple of responses, and then we'll just have a discussion from that point on. Does that sound like a reasonably good process? At some point, I will ask you when I kind of sense it, are you ready for the vote? And that's when we'll do the vote. I'm going to probably, you know, something else I'm going to do, I think, with your permission, is that I may for sometimes ask somebody who has taken a particular view quite strongly, as I know Harley, you know, might go to Sheila and say, Sheila, you've been supporting. I want to hear you state the other side. I might just say, I want to hear you state the other side. What's the argument for the view that you don't hold? I might do that a couple times just to, yes, I'm going to do that to you, Sherry. You better believe it. Just like a graduate course, okay? I want to now, yes. It's a question? Yes, Julie.
Are you going to give us the opportunity to perhaps ask fellow members to speak on certain systems?
That's what I thought I said.
Okay, I thought I heard you say members could say they wanted to, but what if we wanted a particular member to speak?
Well, yes. I mean, at the beginning, I will ask those who wish to speak to, let's say, MMP, put some hands, take one of those persons, speak to it, have a couple of responses, do the other way, and then it's fairly open. You wish to speak to a particular system, you put your hand up, we will do the same thing as we've always been doing. We'll take a list of speakers, and we will then recognize as many first-time speakers as possible before we'll go to second-time speakers. Does that answer your question? Then I don't understand the question.
You said you would ask if people wanted to put their hands up and speak to a system. That was pretty straightforward, Jack. What I was asking is what if somebody hasn't put their hand up and we would like that person to speak? Somebody else would like them to speak.
Oh, yes. Absolutely. If you wish Aaron back there, RB, to say something, absolutely. This is a dialogue across. I would hope that would happen. I hope, you know, it's very hard to track that, you know, when you're standing here. But as much as a kind of cross dialogue and questions as possible, that would be great. So I'm going to ask you to do something different, though, to begin with. Just for about 3 minutes. I would like you to talk to the person next to you, or maybe there's three, and for about a minute, tell that person what you would say if you were speaking first. Tell that person what you would say, and then listen to the other person, just to kind of practice what you might say in a few minutes. We're going to take about 4 minutes to do this, and then we'll come back and start. See if this works or not. Well, they're talking.
Tell me when you think time's up.
Mary asked for a glass earlier on. I'm going to go get her.
Okay, you're ready to record names. How should I choose the person to talk about the things to start off? It seems fair. Is that who is holding the lease? Thank you. Okay? Now we're going to start off with someone will start off making a brief presentation about either STB or MMP. So we have to choose which we're going to start off with. And of course, how do we do this? Well, of course, we do everything by random draw. So we'll flip a coin, and there's heads. I'll let you and Jerry flip that coin. And heads, we'll go with MMP. Tails, STB. Heads, MMP. Great. I want my. It's my last dollar. Yeah, it's worth more today. Okay, we'll start off with MMP, and I would like somebody to offer to begin with MMP. Who would like to start off? Sheila.
Thank you. While I feel there are good aspects to STV, I support MMP. I feel that STV lends itself to party fragmentation and a more adversarial type of politics, which the people of BC have clearly stated they dislike. Farrell on page 151 states that it permits the possibility that voters for the main parties will have one or two constituency representatives that they can approach. This leads me to think that the smaller fledgling parties would have a more difficult time of getting elected. I appreciate that in MMP, small parties with a local candidate who is very respected could be elected locally. In MMP, as we have devised, voters can take advantage of many voter choices. In our MMP system, voters will have a clear idea of how their vote is translated to the local representative and parties reflected in the House. In our MMP, small parties have a clear chance of getting to legislature and sharing their voice and ideals with the rest of BC. While both systems may seem complicated to us because we have studied the finer details, in the end it is whether John and Mary, the public, understand how their vote matters, and I believe it is clearer to see how that happens with MMP. Also, living in a small community close to a much larger community, I have a great fear that under the STV system, my small community's votes would be totally overwhelmed by the larger community's votes, and I would lose as easy a chance of getting a local representative. Thank you.
Thank you, Sheila. So I'm going to ask. Thank you. I want to tell you this was not rigged. I want to ask now for two responses, two persons who are taking the position of STV to respond to Sheila's comments. We'll take two. Anybody ready? FW. These responses are to be briefer than the initial presentation. Thank you.
Oh, I don't have any time. Anyway, the question here is principles. And as Ken outlined this morning, we're going to have a system that is candidate-based or party-based. And my big problem is, why are we here? We are here because of the problems created by parties, not by candidates. So here's our chance, since Athens, to bring some direct democracy, little bit. I don't think most people understand that. We have an unbelievable opportunity here to do something about that. And in all the public hearings and submissions, the consistent mention was that party control. People had problems with that. And here's our chance to change it a little bit. So I'd like people to think about that before you make your mark on this ballot. Thank you.
Thank you. And we'll have one other response from a person who takes an STV position to Sheila's opening comments. Other person? Somewhere over here? Craig.
I'm going to stand up for the little guy. And for me, one of the most important things is that an independent has a chance to get into office. And I look at the MMP system, and I don't see how that is going to happen as easily as it would for STV, and that's one of the big things. I'd like to see, like FW said, less party control, and obviously someone who's independent and has a chance to get into office, that is going to be the case. So my vote goes towards the little independent guy.
Thank you. We'll now take someone who wishes to give a position for STV, and we'll have two responses. So somebody maybe looking over here, someone who would like to give a position for STV. Craig?
Thanks. I guess for me, it all comes down to how proportionality and local representation act together. Both STV and MMP systems seem to produce equivalent province-wide proportionality. And this proportionality is important because that determines who has power in the legislature. The difference for me is that I think that MMP artificially separates local representation from proportionality. In the constituency seats, there's always a problem of the 40% or 50% of people who don't vote for that member, who then goes to Victoria and misrepresents them, saying he represents or she represents all the people in that district. And it is never true in a single member district. So MMP tries to correct that problem, that mistake in the system, with the list side. And so it creates those list people, list MLAs, to fix that problem. But it's never really fixed. Those MLAs are wandering around. Who knows where they are? Under STV, local representation and proportionality are brought together in the same local area, in the same district. So there is no problem to fix. Your local reps are proportionally distributed in the district. They take a set of ideas, a basket of ideas that are reflective of their local concerns to Victoria. Each area isn't simple one party idea that you send. Each area has a multitude of issues. And STV sends that multitude of issues to Victoria. So everyone in STV will have someone, an MLA, who they think represents them under an STV system. Under an MMP system, the constituency reps don't have that support because 40% or 50% of the constituents didn't vote for them. So that's my primary point. Thanks.
Thank you very much. Now, two responses. A person's taking the MMP side who'd like to respond to Craig. Tanis?
Let me just get my thoughts organized here. I personally think that MMP is a better choice for people in the rural and outlying areas because they will have an identifiable local representative that takes their concerns to Victoria, and the district magnitude will actually be smaller than for STV. In addition to that, I believe that MMP provides more choice to the voters, especially for people in those one-party dominant ideology area. For the people that have some alternative views, MMP allows them to voice those views and to get somebody elected into the legislature because those list votes are going to be counted on a provincial basis and allocated regionally. So you get the best of both worlds. You get a local identifiable representative, and you also get somebody from your region who is maybe expressing some of those alternative views. Thank you.
And one additional person for supporting, MMP. RB, brief. This is a short one, okay? A short response. Thank you.
All right. Now, as far as the local representation goes, I see that, I first of all, I appreciate the good things I see in both the systems. And our tomorrow's decision will be much easier than today's. Having said that, I want to touch upon one important subject here and talk about other things later. This is local representation. Now, I do not see how STV can work as give the same benefit as the MMP when it comes to that. In the rural areas, STV can reduce the district magnitude to 2 and then make the area small and give 2 MLAs for 2 constituencies, 2% constituencies, taking that as one unit. Now, but as Tanis was saying just now, in the MMP system, such a rural area will have an identifiable local MLA for a small area, on average 1.6 times an existing constituency. In addition to that, there will be 2 or 3 or 4 list MLAs also concerned about the affairs of your constituency. Now, coming to the south, the urban areas, the socio-economic and geographic units in BC are much bigger than 7 electorates. Now, look at, for an example, Vancouver itself. There are 10 electorates. And also look at Fraser Valley. There, how many seats are there? There are about, if you take the whole thing from Yale-Lillivert right up to Vancouver, there are about 20 seats. Now, even if you break them into 2, it's Fraser Valley up to Langley, about 10, 11 seats, and then beyond that, another about 10 seats. So these more than 7, which is the maximum DM you can go for in STV. So in that sense, STV can help neither the rural areas nor the urban areas as much as what a MMP can do. There are 11, 12 other points I want to say. I don't think it's the time now. Thank you.
Thank you, RB. Very well done. Okay, it's open. And we will take the names. Susanna is going to take names, and we'll always take first-time speakers before we will come to a second. So we have Gladys and Rick and Cherie. Gladys.
Yes, thank you. I looked at the submissions and attended 4 of the public hearings, and I cannot ignore the 20 people that spoke for MMP to 1 that spoke for STV. Also, MMP is much more proportional than STV, and there's a better chance with MMP for women and minorities to get elected. MMP is much less complicated at the voter count, and this is a factor that would go over great come election time. Let's the next.
Thank you, Gladys. Rick?
Thank you. It's just been an honor to be here and do this in front of all you. I would like to echo Gladys on the 20-1 in the public submissions. I mean, that's just something I can't personally ignore. MMP, to me, is a system that all BCers would vote the same in the same way. In the north, the central, and south areas, we all vote the same under this system. I feel STV, the strong points for it, will work in urban areas, DMs of 5 to 7. I don't feel that way about the north. I mean, to me, it's a totally different system in itself, much like what we have now. Your choices are gone in DMs of 2, and I hope northerners understand this. This idea of party discipline, it's a misnomer that party discipline doesn't happen in the Dáil. Party line is towed in Ireland. That's no secret. BC's not Ireland, Scotland, or New Zealand. Our system of MMP that we've come up with an open or flexible list, would be the first of its kind in the world. And it's a good fit for BC. Thank you.
Cherie?
Hi. I totally agree with Rick. If I had to move up north, I would not be happy with district magnitudes of 2. I'm fully for proportionality. It was a strong value that we had considered, and with DMs of 2 in the north, there is very little proportionality. I also feel that MMP is the best for the entire province, and we have to consider all areas, not just... I feel that when we look at STV, we're feeling that it's making a compromise for the smaller areas. It's helping them keep some of the things they're hoping to just hang on to, but it's really selling them short.
Thank you. Mo.
Thanks, Jack. I'm a sentimentalist old fool. Please bear with me for a sec, please. I'm very nervous. In this decision, I consider it like first past the post as my first love. I grew up with it. I'm very comfortable. The first kiss I remember. You know, when I touched her hands, it was a place of security. There's nowhere else to go. She was always there for me, served me well over the years. But then, STV came along. And I said, Mama, where were you all this time? You're not only hot and sexy. Come on over to my crib. We can do kids. She said, you know what? Sorry, honey. I'm very strong. I'm very independent-minded. And I take good care of the local people. So I said, tell me more. Please, please. I like what I hear. She said, I'm very flexible also. Now you're talking my language. She said, you know, I can do it 2 times, maybe 3, maybe 5, maybe 7. You know, it's your call, you know. Depends on the area. You know, it's okay with me. You're really piquing my interest, I said. So I said, what else you got to give? She said, you know what? How about some commitment? You know, I'm not asking for anything. You above me or I, you know, just equal status. I don't want 2 tiers, you know. He says, just the 2 of us, honey. We're equal partners. I said, look, sounds good to me. So I said, are you interested in building a relationship? She said, you know what? With trust, respect, and consensual, I think we can live. I vote STV.
Well, somehow, Mo, I don't believe that's just your second kiss. Okay, Hardy, chop that.
All I can say is Mo's got a heck of a lot more out of this than I have. Okay. I just want to go back to the number one value of this assembly, and that's voter choice. And the one thing that I think is very strong about STV is that one element of it. I agree with what Craig has said about the joining of proportionality and as well with local representation, but I think also the third thread of that rope is voter choice, and it meshes very well to form a very strong system. The one major issue that I have with MMP is that it forces voters to vote party lines. And there's a large section of our population that doesn't believe in that type of voting. So they are excluded in MMP if you look at it from that perspective. I also look at the idea of voting for a candidate, and it sort of gives voters a doorway to the parties from a totally different door, in the sense that we get a choice of talking to the independent candidate or to the candidate of the party, and they take our voice back to the party, and the party forms their policies and platforms based off what we say. They don't come to us with their policies and platforms from what they've decided that we think is, or what they think is best for us. And I think that's a kind of reversal of the role that happens today. And I know a lot of times in a lot of elections, I look at the campaign and the election, and I just cannot relate to the issues that they bring forward. Often I feel my issues aren't even part of their campaign, and it's hard to get, from a voter's point of view, our issues brought forward. I think also on the list candidate as solving local representation, there are some issues with that. I see in Germany a system where, in MMP, where they respect the idea of a list candidate. They grew up in a system that never had local constituencies, so they don't equate a two-tier system with list candidates. New Zealand does, and because they were brought up in the same background as we are. So in looking at it, you have to honestly look at the fact of a list candidate and how will they be perceived in BC, and I can't help but think that that's a second-class MLA.
Anne?
Craig spoke of a basket of ideas. I'm interested in the whole truckload and what that says. I think a vote for a local representative, as well as having a vote for a party through a regional representative, as we discussed under the MMP system, does give the best of both. I have a concern that we keep a cohesive approach to policy issues across the province. I think we need local reps to fight for individual situations in our area, but I also think that it is just as important that we have a party vote to vote for the platform we prefer so that we can see issues addressed on a province-wide basis. Thank you.
Michael Pritchard, where are you, Michael? Michael, where are you?
Right here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
sorry, I'm a bit nervous as well. I don't speak up much. But I'm in support of STV. I do come from the north, and points have been risen that MMP would increase the local representation, and I would bring up the contrary and say that it compromises local representation by what we're doing now is we're having one local representation and this regional representation, but we're also increasing this riding by population and having a single person representing a larger population. Whereas in an STV system, we're mainly combining, maintaining the population to MLA as it stands today. And I think that's very important coming from a rural area where my voice is, I feel important.
Thank you. Bob Monk.
Okay, one of my concerns, being from central BC, some say the north, is just how much proportionality do we want and how much do we really need. Having a voter choice where we can have two people come from an area and are both are elected by the people in the area versus having someone appointed by a party coming up and telling us what's good for us or what we really need just doesn't really sit right.
Thank you. Cheryl?
I'm for the MMP system. I feel with the MMP system there is more voter choice. An example I would give is when Chuck Cadman left the Conservatives or was thrown out of the Conservative Party. If I was in that area, he would have been somebody I would have liked to have voted for. And at least with the MMP system, I still would have been able to vote for him as an independent and still cast my vote with the Conservative Party or NDP or whoever else I wanted to. And also with the MMP, the party leaders could still head their party list without having to abandon any local constituency.
Thank you. Leanne.
Without additional MLAs, MMP will not perform to its fullest potential.
Somebody asked you, why not?
Because it's designed to be able to have additional MLAs to compensate for an area like the North.
Jill?
Thanks. I'd just like to address a few of the points that were raised. I'm in favor of STV. I came to this circuitously, STV, then MMP, and back again. In terms of the submissions that have been given to the Assembly, I think it is important that we look at those, but not necessarily in terms of the end result advocated, but in terms of the values represented in those submissions. To me, what I read in almost all of the submissions was a desire for a more fair system in BC that's more representative of the people of this province. And I think STV can do that. In terms of representing women and minority groups, that's important to me. And I've come to the conclusion that I haven't seen any evidence that points to MMP necessarily being better than STV with open lists. I think if we can get a proportional system that is more, that has larger district magnitudes, that we will see more women and we will see minorities and other voices in the legislature. And in terms of the issue of simplicity, I think that it's not important to me how simple the system is. It's more important how it works. But if people were to look at simplicity as a value, I think actually STV, the system that we have designed, is simpler than the MMP system we've designed in terms of both how voters have to vote and in terms of how it translates into seats. Thanks.
Thank you. Ken, where are you, Ken? No.
I'd like to tell Mo that I don't think STV's is quite as pure as he thinks, because she said exactly the same thing to me. But there was one value that came out a lot when we were in the public hearings, and that was talk about party discipline. And I think that any system that encourages independents to run and be elected will reduce party discipline. So I think that this is a really valuable asset of the STV system. In addition, there's a lot of talk about local representation and how that's important. Totally understandable, but I think one thing that's even more important is effective representation. And if you send an email to two of your representatives instead of one, they're probably going to be scrambling over each other to get back to you first. And I think that speaks volumes for that. And the last point I'd like to make is that STV is just kind of an elegant system. Proportionality is something that comes out of it naturally rather than kind of a patchwork add-on that makes it proportional in the long run. So my vote's for STV.
Rob. Yep, you, Rob.
Thanks. I would support... I can see some merits in the STV system. I would support the MMP. One of the things that we haven't talked about, nobody's mentioned yet, is voter apathy and turnout. And I think a lot of the people that don't vote because of a lack of choice. An MMP system will allow for smaller parties and more of them, and it'll allow people that are have similar thoughts across broad areas to unite and get their voices heard. If you were an Aboriginal party that wanted to get things going and you could draw support from a farther area, it would be better for you. If you were seniors and wanted to unite and get your voices heard, you'd be heard right across the province. There's a lot of reasons why I would support either system, I guess, but in the end, I think that the STV system, because of the size of the areas, is not proportional enough, and that was one of the things that we heard both in the meetings, in the submissions, and in just talking to people on the street. This is what I heard, is that they wanted something that accurately reflects the votes throughout the province, not in a small area that skews the vote to that particular area, so that if the you could still have a vote that if you counted all the votes across the province and this party would win or this coalition of parties would win, if under an STV system you could end up with a Florida result where the one guy won the vote but the other person won the election. Thank you.
Thank you. Just to let you know that we are doing first-time speakers first, then until we get through all first-time speakers. David.
Thank you, John. I look at this decision around STV and MMP from a sort of a personal perspective and what it will be like for me going to an election in hopefully in 2009. I'm supporting STV. I live on the west side of Vancouver. If the west side of Vancouver was one STV district, there would be five MLAs. I then have a choice of voting for three different parties and with the expectation that my candidate that I'd vote for would get in because the three different parties would be represented on that district. I have a choice in one, maybe two of the parties of voting for the candidates that I like, not necessarily the ones the party would like me to have vote for. So I get to choose which of the candidates from the parties get elected. There is no safe seat under STV, whereas for MMP, 60% of the seats are potentially safe seats, and we've heard at MMP constituency seats tend to be safe. They're the seats that the list candidates, the list MLAs, like to capture. One of the things, I don't think MMP is without qualities, and there are some issues with MMP that I was concerned about, the issue about local representation and the fact that the list candidates don't really represent the region. Well, we kind of fixed that. We're having regional lists. There's been quite a bit of concern in other parts of the world around closed lists. We've fixed that by creating open lists. But what I fear we've done is created while we've fixed those problems, we've made MMP more complex. That's inevitable. It is more complex than STV. Just look at the amount of time we spent trying to put the plumbing together for MMP. And we didn't finish it. There's a lot of issues that we left unresolved. The issue of DMs of two in local proportionality, and people were concerned about how does the DM of two give you proportionality. Well, I mean, I'll ask the question, how does the DM of one in MMP give you proportionality? It doesn't. There are other mechanisms in place. In MMP, it's the list that gives you proportionality. With STV, you have to look not at a local district. You have to look at the province as a whole. I've spent a lot of time looking at how these systems work. And I am confident that STV will give proportionality which is not in any way significantly different than MMP for this province. The other thing that's interesting is the question about small parties. Well, we really don't know how these systems work. We have to look at how they've worked elsewhere. I don't know if most people know that in Ireland over the last 50 years, only one party has obtained more than 2% of the vote nationally and failed to gain a seat. And that was in a Sinn Féin party in one occasion where they, in 63 I think it was, where they failed to get a seat, and mostly because people didn't like to give the transfer votes to the gunman's party. So basically you're looking at a situation where STV does in fact provide opportunities for small parties to get represented. The final issue that was raised was the question of the submissions and where so many of them were supporting MMP and how do we can we ignore them? No, we can't ignore them. We have to read them, and I have. And as Jill said, many of them reflect values which I respect and understand. However, I sort of come to this session not with the ability to read submissions. I have come to this session with the ability to think for myself, and I hope we all have done that. And in doing that, I've decided to support STV.
Thank you. Anne? Anne Rushell at the back.
I'm in favor of STV, and I'll try not repeat what other people have already said so well. For me, it comes down to the candidates, and I feel that the candidates will be more responsible to the voters because it's creating greater competition between all candidates. And because of this greater competition, every seat then in the legislature is a valued seat, and I believe that this is going to have some effect on reducing party politics, and that the parties will realize that there's benefits to working together, and we may end up with more consensual politics rather than this adversarial system that's been created. And I have not been able to resolve the issue of the party's politics control over the lists and their creation and control of the lists, and I just believe every candidate should be able to be elected rather than put on a list and win. Thank you.
Thank you. Shoni?
I think both systems that we've come up with address all three of the main values we identified, but one that has come in for a lot of conversation is local representation. So I want to concentrate on that. I'm supporting MMP, and I am doing it looking at all three values and genuinely thinking that it offers something to remote and northern regions that STV doesn't. I'm concerned in STV that we're putting all our eggs in one basket in addressing the issues of the underpopulated areas solely through local representation. I say this for a couple of reasons. Firstly, if it's strictly a numbers game, the north and rural areas will always lose because the lower mainland and other areas will always have greater amount of population. And secondly, this problem will become further exaggerated over time as population declines in the north and rural areas. And so their local representation, which was the sole way of getting their voice heard, will become more diluted. MMP, on the other hand, not only provides for local representation, but it provides other ways for issues to be brought to the table. As population declines in north and remote areas, might the voters there be better served by having their needs addressed in ways that don't go strictly by the numbers? Might it be easier for the north to get a new hospital if there was a health care party arguing for good health care across the province rather than if they were dependent on their few members from the region arguing against the massive members from a more populated region who also wanted a new hospital? I genuinely feel that those regions who feel disenfranchised now under a system organized on a logic strictly based by geography will continue to see their situation worsen under another system also operating solely under the logic of geography. MMP provides for more nuanced representation and offers another form of representation for people when local representation fails them due to declining population.
Julie.
I just wanted a couple of clarifications on some points. Perhaps Ken or Campbell can do this. Points that were made with regards to MMP. RB, you were using the word small. You used the word small with regards to the size under MMP for the local constituencies. I think that the ridings would be substantially larger. And I'd like somebody to please explain to me how while those all ridings would get one constituent representative, how are they guaranteed to get two, three, or four list representatives? I don't quite understand that. I think David answered one other point that I had. And Sherry, you mentioned that MMP was more proportional in STV, and I wondered if you wouldn't mind substantiating that statement for me.
Let's go to Sherry first to respond, and then we'll see if we can find Campbell or Ken. I don't see either of them in the room. Are they here? Could we find Campbell or Ken, please? Sherry.
I just feel that in DMs where there is seven or even five, there is more proportionality than what we have now, definitely. But in DMs of two in the northern constituencies, there is no. It's hardly any different than having one local representative. And that was what I was speaking to. I also feel that the North is really trying, and I totally respect them, but even under first past the post, you could start to lose representatives as your population diminishes. And that's something that you have to consider. Think about how these parties can represent you, the large parties, the list parties, parties that stand for different things that NDP and Liberals don't stand for and don't represent. As one person, one party can't represent me. And I know under STV I can choose different candidates from different parties, but I don't see how they'll unite. I just see that under the list vote, I'll be able to get, say, a Green representative in that will look at my environmental views province-wide. And I just don't think those individual people in the districts will be able to do that for me.
I'm going to put the question that you have raised, Julie, to other members and let other members respond to that. So want to respond to Julie's question?
I think I understand it, but it's been brought up several times, and I'm wondering, because it was stated, if it could be made clear to the rest of the Assembly if that statement is correct or not.
Rick?
I was very fortunate to have a conversation at breakfast with Andre Blaise, and you might want to talk to him about that, because it's exactly what he said. That our version is more proportional than STV.
That was my question.
That was your question?
That was not my question.
Then maybe you'd better ask it again.
Okay, the question I had is, RB and a few other people have mentioned that under MMP, the ridings, well, first of all, we talked about the riding size. That was one issue. So people would have larger ridings, and they would have guarantee of one constituency representative. But the statement was also made that they would have the added bonus of two or three or four other list representatives. And my question was, are they guaranteed of two or three or four other list representatives? I don't think so, but perhaps I'm wrong.
Well, RB had his hand up first. RB, keep it to that question, please.
Yeah, but, Mr. Chairman, I want to respond to a few other comments, too.
I know you'll have to come back later because we're doing a first speaker's list. So, RB, just to this question, please.
Mr. Chairman, please, though other questions also were raised, but nobody responded. And as a person who believes that MMP has advantages of STV, please allow me to answer those questions.
You can answer Julie's question.
Okay, sir. Now, first of all, Julie, we all understand that in the MMP with 60-40 split, that 79 seats will have 47 constituencies and the rest by PR, list system. Now, when you look at that, you will appreciate that each one of them, on average, would be about 1.6 times and existing constituencies. But in the STV system, the smallest size you can give, we are planning, say for the north, for an example, is to have a district magnitude of 2.
RB, my question wasn't about the size of the riding at all.
But I said that because of that calculation, you will see that size increases, of course, because 60%, it increases to about 1.6 times. However, every voter in each one of these constituencies will not only have a local MLA, but also list MLAs. Now, you asking the question, what can guarantee that? Yes, I mean, certainly there's no, we are not talking about the extreme situations, but typically there will be some list MLAs. With the provincial allocation of seats on the PR side, and based on the regional list, there may be some special situations, extreme situations, where a certain region may not get a list MLA. I agree with you. But typically.
Yeah, well, RB, you've answered the question.
Typically, people get all those MLA seats as well.
Okay, RB, your name is still on the list. And after we finish first-time speakers, we'll come back to second-time speakers.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much. Frankie.
I think a couple of people have covered what I wanted to say, but just when Ken was talking about party discipline, and as a number of people said, of course, we'll still have party discipline because we'll still have parties. But one of the things that... Beg your pardon. We do have our main three criteria, but one of the things we also talked about a lot was the lack of accountability. And Shoni mentioned local representation fails the population due to declining population. That's not the only reason that, that's not the only thing that fails them. As far as I'm concerned, STV will give us far greater accountability. Thank you.
Okay. Diana?
Yes, there's been a couple of mentions of the submissions and the substantial number that were for MMP. We have to remember that we had less than 2,000 submissions. We have almost 3 million voters in this province. We know that there was a concerted effort by some groups to promote their special interests and their thoughts. And a lot of those MMP submissions virtually said the same thing. I don't think we should be swayed by the actual number that we receive because, as I said, we do have almost 3 million voters in this province.
Amanda? You see, we really do get around to eventually. It takes a while, but there you go.
Actually, I wanted to respond to Tanis, who responded to Craig way back when. Maybe I'm wrong here, but I thought you said, Tanis, that MMP offers more choice than STV, and I don't feel that. From my perception, I think it's the other way around, although it is just a perception. And with regards to having less representation, you think there's more representation with MMP? I think it's less representation in the rural communities because of the two tiers. I don't think those two tiers are beneficial to the rural communities, and I'm not talking just the north. I'm talking, you know, island communities, coastal communities, places like Creston way off in the boondocks, all of those kind of areas. I'm thinking the two tiers are not going to benefit them, and Rick had mentioned that with a district magnitude of 2, you don't have any choice, and I don't believe that's the thing either. I think that with 2, you do include more people. You represent more people than you would if you had a district magnitude of 1 like we have with First Past the Post. And I think with the rural communities, 2 is better than 1, and we don't need 5 or 3. 2 would work just fine.
Thank you. Darren?
Thanks. I think when we vote this afternoon, we each have to decide what emphasis do we want to put on an electoral system. Do we want our emphasis to be on candidate selection or party selection? Do you want the emphasis on proportionality to be at a regional level or at a provincial level? I know that I want candidates to compete in my riding for my vote. In multi-member districts, there's more seats up for grabs. Candidates are going to have to compete hard for those seats, and not only will they have to compete hard for those seats in an STV-type system, they're going to have to compete amongst each other. We know that has the potential to weaken party control because it's going to make candidates have to reach out into the communities a little bit more to understand the constituents' concerns. I think this has some advantages. Number one, I think it leads to a bottom-up type of policy setting for the leader. We know that party politics are here to stay. Party whips are here to stay. That's not going to change. But if candidates are more in tune with the needs of their constituents, that can be taken into account across the province in setting policy. Secondly, I think an STV-type system makes individual politicians more accountable, in that if somebody is given a ministerial posting and fails to measure up to expectations, because there are no safe candidate seats under STV, that person could face a reckoning come election time. I prefer to vote for candidates at a constituency level, vice off a list. I think any system that we should consider should also give some hope to independent candidates. I think when people look at the system that we recommend, they'll look at it from the point of view of, could I run under a system like that as an independent? You know, is it fairly democratic, or do I have to join a political party in order to stand a reasonable chance of getting elected? I think a system that encourages independence will help validate our system. And on the subject of proportionality and local representation, I'd just like to suggest that people from rural districts really think about MMP and ask yourselves, what is it doing to increase local representation? What I see is districts growing in size. I see one constituency member who now is going to be assigned to a larger district. That member will be elected under an alternative vote system, which we looked at before and thought was really not the ideal type of system that we wanted to have. This is compensated for by having list seats created from the province at large. And I just ask, is there any guarantee that a list seat, an MLA who would be assigned to a riding from a list seat, is in any way going to reflect the votes that were cast in that district under an MMP system? I don't think there is a guarantee, but I will say under an STV type system, that guarantee is there. That candidate was elected in a district magnitude of two. So those are my thoughts, and that's why I favor STV. Thank you.
Thank you, Darren. We did have a question. Is this working? Working? Yeah, now it is. From Rob, actually. Once and for all, can we get clarification from Kenner Campbell, which is more proportional, STV or MMP? Ken has two responses. First of all, he said it's just simply not that clear-cut. And the kinds of things that have been raised by members are as good an answer as you're going to get. Secondly, Ken does not believe that he or Campbell should, at this point of time, come into the debate. This is up to the members, and I think that's a good call, quite frankly. George, you're next.
I'll be brief. I've been...
That's really good, George.
As an assembly, we decided we had three values: voter choice, proportionality, and local representation. I feel that SCV is the only system that fills those needs, and on top of that, it doesn't create two tiers of MLAs.
Thank you. Wolf?
I right now vote for STV, but I have a big question which could change my mind. Is the size of the regions... There's no definite answer given on how big is the region. My region can go all the way to Kamloops, and what am I doing in Kamloops if I live on the North Coast? The second is the form of the ballots. How many votes do we have on there, and how many candidates?
Well, Wolf is presenting that question to members. Would a member like to respond to Wolf's questions? FW would love to do so.
I'd like to assure both that there will be three or four from any party on that list that he can choose from.
And anyone else like to quickly respond? And of course, in a non-biased way, you know. Rick, in a non-biased way.
Okay, I'm done. No. I would just say to Wolf that if he values the status quo, then he can feel very comfortable with STV. If he wants to have some choices on there for Unity, Reform, Green, you name it, MMP's your system.
Okay, Rick, thank you for that unbiased commercial. John, you're next. Just 1 second. Craig wants to respond to Wolf. That seems kind of fair, you know, fair time. Okay, Craig?
Yeah, just thinking about how large a region is going to be. I can't imagine having a region with any fewer than five MLAs as probably the smallest region I could possibly imagine. So that would be all the three Prince George ridings and both North and South Peace as one region, as absolutely the smallest. But a region would probably be, I expect, would be larger, maybe eight MLAs. So that starts, just look at the province, the map of it. The north would be a large region. Thanks.
With the same number of MLAs.
Under MMP.
John, you're next.
Yes.
Thanks. I just wanted to take a minute to interrupt this serious trend that's going on. I recognize the great strengths of MMP, but at the outset, I favor STV. Ireland is a common example where STV works very well. I appreciate, and it is appreciated, the lighthearted culture that exists in Ireland. My brother picked up a letter on a recent trip to Ireland from a tourist bureau, and I'd like to share it with you. It's an Irishman's letter. It says, "Dear old friend, I've forgotten your address, so if you don't receive this letter, let me know. If you don't let me know, I'll know you've got it. I'll see you in the usual place on Sunday. If I'm there first, I'll put a chalk mark on the wall. If you're there first, rub it out. It's so long since I saw you, I've forgotten what you're like, but your face is always before me. Every time I feed the pigs, I think of you and the last time we had a bite together. Excuse the spilling. This is the divil of a pin. Yours to the bone, Patrick."
Thank you, John. Just to let you know, by the way, we're going to have a break at 3 o'clock. Mary.
Thank you. Well, I've been around, going around and around trying to make up my decision, and today was one of those days that I woke up and thought I knew exactly how I was going to vote, and by the end of the day, I was lobbied by two or three groups. But in the end, I have to say I have to support the STV system. I believe it gives the local representation. The votes are counted for, all votes are counted. Voters have a choice of who their candidates are in their communities. The candidates are accountable and can be held accountable. You can go in and see your MLA at any time. Whereas with an MMP, we would have a regional representative, and goodness knows where they would come from. And I have a bit of a problem with that one. And again, the competition within the candidates is important so that you end up getting someone who really believes in what you want as a constituent. So I favor the STV.
Thank you. Brad's one. Lil is somewhere. Where are you, Lil? There you are. Sorry.
When we began this process many months ago, we tried to prioritize the wants and needs of the citizens of BC. I'm not going to relist them because all the other members have managed to represent them quite well. Throughout the summer, the public response was overwhelmingly for a system that had more proportionality, but we also kept hearing of the importance of the access to local representatives. This assembly has listened to these comments and weighed the needs of each of our communities. This assembly will reach a choice that, regardless of the outcome, is the one we all feel as a whole is the best for the province. I think, personally, that STV demonstrates that it meets the needs of all these needs that, and provides for an enriched legislature because it allows for the influx of fresh new parties with fresh new ideas, and it balances this with the stability and wisdom of established larger parties. STV is the best electoral system for British Columbia, and I think we can go around and round and around and around this afternoon, but I think it becomes time to call the vote.
Thank you, Lil. Brad wants to respond to Mary.
In response to Mary, you're right. We're looking at the three values. But as a MMP supporter, I often sway you back by suggesting to you, if you have a concern, which of the seven MLAs are you going to go to speak to under an STV system versus if you have under the MMP, you've got that local representative that you can go to speak to. You said you had an issue, so you could... with local representation, you can go to speak to somebody. Which of the seven are you going to speak to? Or are you going to spend the time, the 14 hours, to go and try and speak to all seven of them?
Douglas, you're next, so you can speak.
Just to answer that question, I'm going to go to the person that I would prioritize first on the ballot when I actually voted.
Edith, where are you? Edith?
I'm...
I just have a couple of comments, some of them to answer other questions. First of all, I agree with everything that Cherie said. And according to David's comment, that we may get proportionality throughout the province, although that the district magnitude really bothers me, is that you would end up that the people in the largest district magnitude ridings are the ones that are actually responsible for contributing to the proportionality of the vote. The smaller district magnitudes have no option in this at all. They will probably, in a district magnitude of two, have elected one from each party at the most, would be their spread. And the other votes would have no say whatsoever, and they would just hope that somebody somewhere else in the province voted to give them their proportionality. The other thing about, and this goes to Julie's, the regional. The list parties, the list candidates from the region, that goes by, they would have the same number of candidates currently that they do have. It's just that 60% of them would be constituency and 40% would be from within those regions. And those candidates are from within the region. You're not getting somebody from Surrey that now becomes the list candidate for the Kootenays. I mean, it is the law that we must have X number of people representing a certain proportion of the population. So those regional candidates would also have the ability that they are representing that whole region. So if it came to legislation, if they so desired, they could actually band together and say, we as a region with our constituency and our regional candidates are representing this large region and we stand united. The list candidates represent the region as a whole. So therefore, they also represent each individual constituency within that region. They are not others that have sort of been imported. And as for party competition in STV, I really do like that idea. But they could just as easily decide that it's a district magnitude of two, so I'll just run two people. And maybe all my party fanatics will just vote for my people. I mean, there's not necessarily. I mean, that could split the vote, in which case somebody else sneaks in. Anyway, I'm going MMP. But I'll go with whatever we decide.
Thank you. Anna.
I just wanted to respond to something that Edith said there at the beginning. In terms of DMs of two not having a voice in the proportionality of the province as a whole. I don't disagree with you there. But what we have to look at in the north is what we're giving up and what we're gaining. And I'm not giving up a lot of local representation with STV. I trust that the proportionality offered by the system as a whole will be my voice in the legislature for those small parties. I may not have contributed directly to them, but I can guess which small parties are going to end up in the legislature, and I value that they'll be there, even though I didn't have a direct impact on their election. And the reason I can accept that is because I don't have to give up much on the local representation side. I still have the same number of MLAs per voter as I have now. In addition, our voter choice overall is enhanced, and it's the way these three values play together in STV that really makes it appealing to me. What I don't have to give up in order to still gain the elements that we value. Thanks.
Thank you, Neil.
That was a while ago. For me, what I've struggled with is local representation versus effective representation. And I have a really hard time believing that a list MLA is a local rep and has any incentive to be an effective rep, whereas I feel with STV, all the MLAs, it's to their advantage to be effective, so I'm STV.
Darlene, your turn.
I'm inclined more towards STV because it gives these MLAs a responsibility to respond back to their districts. My one concern on MMP particularly is on the constituency side list. These candidates are very, very carefully manipulated and chosen by parties already, And so that already gives them an edge. And then if we're putting a vote on party on the other side, I think we're putting too much emphasis on the party. Thank you.
Thank you. A quick response, Rob.
You spoke about the list parties being carefully chosen by the political parties, but on the constituency side, they're also carefully chosen by the political party, and they are going to toe the party line, whether it's in either system.
Thank you. Diana?
First, I think there is no perfect system. My concern with MMP is just these list people. It really feels manipulative to me and backroomish. I don't like it at all. And my concern with STV is social representation. And in the end, I'm going to choose STV because of the way we designed MMP. With the open lists, that's just as competitive as STV, and I don't believe it will increase social representation. So I'm coming out with STV because it does blend the three main values the most.
A quick response to that, Doug? No? Okay. Then, Fred, you're next.
Yes, I had, of course, made up my mind that I was going to support STV when we first met here in our last deliberation phase. And I then sort of changed my mind. I thought maybe MMP might be designed better for BC. I have now changed my mind, and I've gone back to STV because I think, for me, it was a system that would certainly be much easier for me to explain to my neighbors and the people who I would have to tell how to vote in, for the system. I think it answers all the questions that we came here to design. And that's for me, STV.
Thank you. Marique, where are you? Marique. There you are.
I think the ballot for STV is simple, and yet it offers us choice. It's the opportunity to vote for candidates and not for parties, and I think that STV will give BC the proportional legislature that it's looking for.
Thank you. Susan, where are you, Susan? Patry. There you are. Okay, thanks.
Of course, from my perspective, I just think that we need a government with intense democracy. For me, I think that the closer we can get the constituents and the MLAs, the closer to a profound democracy we have. I believe that that would also empower voters and hopefully raise our voter list. I also am very concerned about the accountability. And I worry a lot that we now make an adjustment in our system and get the first priority to the constituents and to the voters, and second to the party. And I think that the party discipline will always be inherently there, but I think that we perhaps have a mandate to do what the voters have told us also, that they've had a lot of frustration over the fact that they can't access MLAs. The party gets in the way of decisions that of moral and conscience levels. For me, this means that I need to vote STV.
RB, I'm going to give you a chance to respond to the last two speakers, but you must keep it short because we've got a lot of first-time speakers yet, please.
Mr. Chairman, now I have heard over and over again about party discipline, party control, party-based elections and so on, and preference to go for candidate-based. Now, in this regard, we have to understand we are trying to build a house on a given foundation. The foundation is the Westminster-style system of government where the parties are there, whether we like it or not. That's what Ken said even this morning. So it's absurd. It has no meaning if we try to plan a building that will not fit for this particular foundation we have to build on. And secondly, Say in my constituency, say if I am to vote for go by the in the STV system, maybe I think of someone as deeply involved in local matters, maybe in a school building or something. I vote for him. He goes to the legislature and takes decisions against my wishes. And this particular type of voter choice, in my view, can end up in getting something you really don't want to see, you hate to see at the end of the day after the legislature is formed. Say you vote for someone because of a school matter, but he may go and close down your hospital and increase your tax and increase the education and make it unaffordable for your children. That's what we are getting in the STV if you vote that way. Now, in addition to that, there are so many other issues. For an example,
RB, I think you've responded to the last two speakers on the party discipline. We do have your name. We'll come back to you if we can.
Okay. Thank you.
Sam, you're next. You.
Let me be very brief. I must be the happiest guy in this room because, to me, it's chocolate cake and strawberry shortcake. We win either way. And Mo, STV called you because I was too busy, so I gave him your number. I'm hearing valid points on both sides. And as I said, you know, I can't emphasize enough that, you know, it's win-win. And if the numbers scare you and, you know, some people aren't as eloquent as others, just look to your own heart and make the gut choice. Thanks.
Shona, did you want a brief response? No? Okay. Norm, where are you, Norm? Where's Norm? There you are.
Thank you. I'm happy to say I'm still learning things as I'm listening here. Looking at the 60-40 split for the MMP, I don't know if I got these numbers right, but if we have the 79 seats and it splits into 47 constituency MLAs, and that leaves us with 32 list seats for top-up for proportionality, I'm wondering about the 15 constituencies that don't get a list representative in that system, if I'm understanding that correct.
Just a quick response. Rob, you can do a quick response.
The list seats are assigned regionally, so every area would get some, like some representation from those list seats. So while the area for the constituency seats gets bigger, regionally everybody's covered the same as they would have been in the first past the post system.
In response to that, Jay? Okay.
Just to clarify that, so if you have three constituencies in a region, then you get a third of a seat.
Julie wants to respond to the same thing?
I think this was my question before. From the calculations that I've done, there's no guarantee of what you're going to get list-wise in any region. And we're talking constituencies and regions. And so how many constituencies are within a region, we don't know. But we do know that with MMP, that the constituencies themselves would get bigger. So you'd have constituencies that are considerably larger getting one member. And then regions, again, no guarantee what they are going to get as far as list members are concerned. And I think the assumptions being made that constituencies are going to get list members or equal number of members, that was my question before. And the answer I got is there are no guarantees. One other point that I want to make, Wolf asked a question before that I'm not sure was answered, at least I, yeah. Wolf asked the question about STV and constituency size and DMs, and the answer that he got was, well, I think that Craig answered for MMP, said we need a minimum of 5 and a maximum of 8, and I didn't think that was the answer to Wolf's question, and I wondered if Wolf would repeat that and or at least tell me if you did get an answer to your question, because I certainly didn't understand that you did.
Did you get an answer, Wolf?
No, I didn't get an answer. And the question was about MMP, because the region is affected by MMP. List is STP, region is MMP. Okay? Have I got it right or wrong, too?
No. Are you going to respond to that, Sherry Nation, briskly? Okay. Okay, Sherry, go ahead.
Okay. under MMP, you would have a local representative, and then you would vote for a regional list party seat. So you would have two people representing. We don't know the size of the regions yet, but these regional people, they would be from your region. They would be a green representative from your region. There would be a liberal representative. They would have lists. These lists would be diverse. They would probably represent different cultures because the parties are going to cater to the people. They're not going to just put in whoever, whomever. And wow, the way it sounds like you're so scared of these list people. These list people are going to be great people. They're going to advocate for great stands for their party. That's what they're going to be there for. And the parties are going to want that. They're going to be representing those parties.
You're getting beyond verification, I think. Okay. Julie, if it's to this point, the other thing I'm going to suggest, by the way, because I think there's still lack of clarification on that question during the break, I would like to work with Wolf to get clarification on the question so that at least we know the question to which we're responding. Can we do that? I think it's important to get clarification of the question, so let's do that. And Shoni, yes, a response.
Ty, this is just still on the issue of no guarantee for regions. Although we hadn't set what the regions were, I thought the whole purpose of deciding on having regional lists on MMP was so that we would guarantee that the representation would be spread out from across the province. So while we don't know how large the region is and how many regional seats, there is a commitment there to make sure that every region has some representation from the list. You're not going to end up with zero list seats. That seems to be basically going against the principle of assigning regional lists.
Okay, Clara, you're next. Yeah, whoopee, believe it or not. We do get around to you eventually.
Well, basically, Sam said the exact same thing I've been thinking. I've been sitting on the fence pretty much all day, realizing that either system we go with will be good, and I'll probably support whatever it is. But so far, I seem to be more convinced to go the STV way because it has... It has embraced those values that we voted on or supported earlier in the beginning of this. So,
okay, thank
still
you.
Sitting on the fence.
Okay, Derek.
I'll reassure Frankie that I am actually going to vote. I have picked a system for myself, but I'm exactly with Sam and Claire in that there are so many positives on either side, different positives, but good enough aspects of either system that I will totally comfortable with whatever wins the vote.
Okay, we've got about five or six first-time speakers, so we might be able to do that by 3 o'clock. Paul, you're next.
Thank you, Jack. I want to make a brief comment about in favor of MMP, and I would like to make a comment about parties as well. I favor MMP because I feel it optimizes both local representation and PR. And I think it does it because it makes it a little clearer where your local representation is and what the local representation will be. I think for me it also offers a more meaningful choice. I can vote for an individual candidate, which I know what the area of that candidate is, and I also can vote for a party rep for my second vote. I think it also provides incentives for parties to clean up their act and to present a positive image, because a number of their MPs will be elected by party. And so I think that's some incentive for the parties. I also agree with a number of the other points that have been made, but I just want to talk a little bit about parties. And I hear a lot of value in actually having independents voted to the legislature, and although I can see some value in that, I don't think I'm fully cognizant of why we would like to have a number of independents in the legislature. So I'll just talk to why I think we should have parties with and what I think the values of parties are. In saying that, I feel a little bit like a cod liver oil salesman with this group. But I think it's an opportunity for parties to articulate clearly what the policies are. And I would like to vote for an individual, but I'd also like to vote for a set of policies that I clearly understand. So to me, that's a real value in favor of parties. I would also like to be able to vote for a team. And you're not just voting for one individual, you're seeing a whole group of people, and you can identify what that team is. And I think that is more likely to address what I think are provincial or regional issues. So I think there is some value in supporting and having a system that improves the party system rather than kind of suppresses the party system. I guess in summary, I think MMP has the potential to be a more dynamic system, and I think it responds better to the diversity of British Columbia, from the urban to the rural, and I think it has the opportunity to actually change the political system and the political parties for the better. Thanks.
Thank you. Tom.
Yeah, I don't know. For me, it kind of comes down to what democracy means for me. And I mean, I'd love it if we could go back to the Greek system where we all go down and debate everything around a circle and we can decide everything. But we can't because there's too many people. And for me, democracy is, and the elections are about somebody who's representing me. And I mean, I've yet to find a party that represents what I like. I mean, I can't find a party platform that represents me. And I see STV as an ability to find somebody who most closely represents what I like and what I want to have brought forward, not necessarily have legislation on, but just questions I want brought up and questions I want discussed. And that's what I got to say.
Thank you, Tom. Ray, I actually missed you once. Sorry about that.
I just want to say I prefer STV. However, I'm almost equally content with MMP.
You get a prize. We are going to have, in about 7 or 8 minutes, we're going to have a break, just in case you need to know that. Sharon, you're next.
I'll wait until after the break, because what I was talking about was going to be about the list stuff, so I'll wait until that's
okay,
clarified
well,
after
well,
break.
Since you're giving that, we might give you first chance right after the break. Wilf, you're next.
I wouldn't like this to be my turn, and I'd like that later on. I just wanted to respond to the question about how to allocate list candidates or list MLAs. And I think that could only be fairly done if the number of regions matches in some way the number of list MLAs available. Otherwise, you're going to have to divide somebody, and we're going to need King Solomon to decide how that will be done. So that was a point I wanted to make to some previous questions. The list, the regions would have to have a relationship to the number of list candidates available. That's the way I see it.
Well, if we can revisit that, as you know. Did you also want to make something other comment, by the way, other than that? No. Is that it?
No, I'll wait till later. I wasn't on the, I didn't get on your speaker's list.
Well, you are on the speaker's list. That's why I asked you. So, listen, you better use it. If you were RB, you'd be right in there.
Well, you know how reticent I am about things like that.
Give that time to me now.
But if I have to, I will. BC is a very diverse place, both because of its people and its regions. And the diversity sometimes shows in the way we do things. There are so many people that see that pure proportionality would be so good for the North. But we've identified three values: choice, proportionality, and local representation. I think the only way we'll get that is with STV. Another thing that there has received a lot of discussion is party discipline. Again, I think if we have independent candidates, that's probably one of the best forms of possible of party discipline. These people are not tied to any party. And with STV, if we're voting for a person, not a party, that person is accountable to us, not to the party. And his accountability will show, because the leader can only push him so far. There'll be a limit to the party discipline in two ways, with the possibility of independence, small parties just with like with MMP, and with the fact that we have local representation. And as Doug said, you would go to the person that you put first on your list first. So we would have local representation.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Thank you very much. First of all, I'd just like to say that whichever system is chosen, I like them both. I think that they're both pretty good choices and both better than what we have, and I'd certainly throw my weight behind whichever system prevails. I'm in favor of MMP because of three reasons, which also happen to be our core values: proportional representation, local representation, and voter choice. Proportionality. MMP produces proportionality by design, not by coincidence, and it produces the most proportional results more reliably. Local representation. MMP has one clearly identifiable local rep in a generally speaking smaller district compared to SDV, depending on the DMs with SDV, plus the extra value of a regional rep. As far as voter choice goes, with MMP, you have one vote for a candidate and one vote for a party. STV, you just vote for candidates. MMP treats all areas equally, whereas STV kind of creates two tiers of voters due to the high and low DMs that are required to make it work throughout the province. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Sally, yes.
When we have our discussion, I asked the facilitator to put the two lines, STV versus MMP. And when we finish our discussion, I found out that the list of STV is longer than the list of MMP. That means to say that there are more on STV, good choice, but that doesn't influence my way of voting. I would like to tell this assembly that whatever we voted, I will be there to support, and I will volunteer to work for it. But my question is, which of these two systems create political dynasty? I know that you will be surprised why I ask this question, but in my life, there is a great influence. Political dynasty, especially when there is a strong party discipline, create dictatorship. And when there is a dictatorship, there are so many people that are affected. So I want this assembly to think it's for the good of the people and not for the party.
Thank you very much, Sally. Peter wants to respond to Sally.
Yeah, no, I agree. Both sides are granted. As I heard earlier, that parties do bring problems, not the candidates. And under MMP, it's the candidates that are led like sheep. So it's STV for me.
That wasn't quite what I expected. You want a kind of fair, you know, Tanis, very brief, because I got a couple of people, then we're going to break. Tanis, very brief.
First of all, I'd like to say the parties are made up of people. Parties are not separate from you know, they're not separate entities. They're groups of people that have come together to share ideology, to bond, to create you know, beliefs and policies. And I think that we have a very different culture and a very different democracy than the Philippines, you know, that resulted in a dictatorship or other places in the world. And I think that, yeah, I mean, and when we keep talking about two tiers of people in MMP, I think that's false. I think that what we end up is with two types of MLAs, but not two tiers, not two levels, not one that's more important than the other, because we've got open lists and we're able to vote for both types. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Linda.
I'd just like to say that if the system that is chosen is not the one that I voted for, I'll support that decision 100%. I was just curious whether the Assembly would be interested in a show of hands that if their system was not chosen, would they feel the same way?
I think you've got a pretty positive response to that, Linda.
Thanks.
Jack McDonald, you're going to have the last word before coffee. You better make it good.
Geez, I better make it short, too. Well, just to respond to Linda, yeah, I think I found this decision very difficult. I think the two systems that we've developed both address all three of our values, although they do them through very different routes. So I can't make a choice based on how I think one is better than the other in addressing how the three values interact. So I need to look to other considerations to make a choice. And, you know, looking at one of the issues that I have is to have a system, a political system, that balances the need to reflect the diversity of the province, which is a way of saying local representation and proportionality, I think, and one that also promotes people looking at the interests of the province as a whole, because I think that's important. We can't become just a community of individual isolated regions. So those are important considerations. When I look at the two systems we've developed, to tell you the truth, I'm not sure which does a better job of that. I couldn't choose based on that either. So what am I going to make a choice on? Well, I think one of the things that we've heard a lot about in the public hearings and in our own discussions is a desire to see the political culture changed in the province. People are disaffected with the politics that they see. One of the very first meetings we had back in January was to address the question, what kind of politics do we want in British Columbia? So one of the questions that I had is which of the two systems is more likely to make a positive change? And by that I mean a system that is more likely to bring people who don't want to participate or even think about politics more into it, because it's very important. A second concern I think I have is, my conclusion is that I think on balance STV will do a better job of that. I don't think it's a crystal clear choice, but I think on balance it does. And my final concern, which is tipping my balance, my vote in favor of STV at this time, is I am concerned about the different status of MLAs as between candidates from constituencies and lists. My understanding of Wales, for example, is that one of the key factors that has led the Richards Commission to recommend changing from MMP to STV is precisely that kind of concern. So, on balance, I think we can't lose in recommending one or the other, but if we have to make a choice, and we do, my vote this afternoon is for STV.
Thank you, Jack. We're going to have a break. We'll be back here 3:30 sharp, so try and be back here about 3:25. Thank you very much.